During the recent snowstorm, Molly Stevie Nesper was on her way to 6th and Arch Streets to work here at WHYY.
When I requested the car, it sent me an alert that said, due to bad conditions, expect a little bit higher prices and longer wait times. It costs about $20 to go, I think less than a mile or so. But the conditions were really bad. It was during a snowstorm, so I was kind of willing to pay the price.
CV Nesper says she knew there were other cheaper options, including a traditional cab, but she was desperate to get to work, and she says she saw Uber as a really reliable option. She was experiencing what's called surge pricing. Uber spokesperson Nairi Hordagian says it kicks in when demand spikes.
We institute surge pricing, which elevates the fare in a way that seeks to incentivize more drivers to come onto the platform. We think it's preferable for a user to be able to open the app, see that the pricing is elevated, and then have a choice as to whether they want to move forward with requesting the trip or not.
That's better, Hordagian says, than having potential passengers open the app and see there are no cars available. She stresses that the app makes this clear before someone commits to a ride. Hordagian says when surge pricing is in effect, the cost of a ride can increase by 2 or 3-fold. A spokesman for the Philadelphia Parking Authority says because Uber is a limo service, not a taxi service, it's permitted under PPA regulations to alter its prices in inclement weather. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.